Of Ants and Dinosaurs by Sir Xin Liu. Translated by Elizabeth Hanlon. Narrated by Bruno Rubicek. Prologue. Bright Sparks. If the entire history of the Earth were condensed into a single day, 1 hour would equate to 200 million years, 1 minute to 3.3 million years, and 1 second to 55,000 years. Life would appear as early as 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, but human civilization would not emerge until the last tenth of the last second of the day. From the morning that philosophers held the first ever debate on the steps of a temple in ancient Greece, from the day slaves laid the first foundation stone of the Great Pyramid, from the minute that Confucius welcomed his first disciple into the candle-lit gloom of his thatched hut, right up until the moment you turned the first page of this book, only 1/10 of a tick of the clock would have elapsed. But in the hours before this 10th of a second, what was life on Earth doing? Was every single living being doing nothing but swimming, roaming around, breeding and sleeping for, well, billions of years? Was every other organism universally and unremittingly stupid for aeon after aeon? Of the countless branches on the tree of life, was our small twig really the only one to have been graced with the light of intelligence? It seems unlikely. Nevertheless, for a germ of intelligence to grow into a great civilization is no easy feat. It requires that many conditions be met simultaneously, a one-in-a-million coincidence. Nascent intelligence is as precarious as a tiny flame in an open field. It's liable to be snuffed out in the slightest breeze, and even if it does catch and manages to set the surrounding weeds alight, the little fire will likely find its path blocked by a stream or an empty clearing, causing it to die out without so much as a whimper. Should it somehow muster sufficient energy and spread like wildfire, a heavy rainstorm will probably extinguish it. All in all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?